Welcome to the Ideas Lab Predictor podcast from the University of Birmingham. In each edition, we hear from an expert in a different field who gives us insider information on key trends, upcoming events, and what they think the near future holds.
So we're here today with Professor Joan Duda, who's a professor of sport and exercise psychology in the School of Sport, Exercise and Rehabilitation Sciences at the University of Birmingham. Hello, Joan.
Yes, hello, good afternoon.
So can you tell us a bit about what you do here at the university?
Yeah, so as you said, I'm a professor of sport and exercise psychology, and I lead quite a large group of fellow colleagues, research fellows, postgrad students in terms of research in this area. And I think we're one of the leading programs, not just in the UK, but internationally. But also a lot of our work is taking the research we do that draws from theories and taking it out to the real world and trying to make a difference.
So it's real hands-on stuff.
Yes. I mean, so we work with very different audiences, everything from children in schools and physical education settings to talented international level athletes, to your average person that we're just trying to promote a little bit more physical activity and an active lifestyle. So it's quite a diverse range of folks, from less able to more talented, from children all the way through the lifespan.
So you've headed up a project called PAPA, which is promoting adolescent physical activity, which involved nearly 10,000 children from across Europe. Can you tell us exactly what this epic project involved?
Yeah, so the PAPA project, kind of a nice little acronym there. It has been a European-based project. It's just winding down this September. It's been going for over 4 years now. But the whole backdrop to the project is to look at the youth sports setting and to maximize it in terms of its implications for public health. I mean, it is a setting where the potential is fantastic, amazing for children to be active, to learn about physical activity, to feel better about their motoric abilities, to develop physical skills, and to have psychological benefits too, enhancing their self-esteem and sense of self and how to work with each other's. So great promise. But it's not always the case that that setting is optimized. So the backdrop to the PAPA project was basically to go in there with a theory and evidence-based program to work with the coaches themselves to create an environment that is, we call, more empowering. This is a program that we've developed over the last 20 or so years, and it's evolved over time, that tries to give them the tools about how to, you know, have children feel well about themselves and feel connected and feel a sense of choice and really maximizing their engagement in that setting.
Why are coaches so important in this process?
Well, certainly there's lots of different significant others, the parents that are on the side of the pitch and drive the kids to and from training and matches are very important as well. But in this setting, we do know that coaches matter. Their behaviors, their interactions with the children are a key component of that motivational climate that surrounds young people. And for this project then, the idea was to try to go in there and work primarily with them to at least start the building blocks to creating a better weather system for youth sport.
And how was this different from what the coaches were doing before? What was their change of approach after doing the program?
Yeah, I mean, well, I think we at least have come quite some way in terms of having coaches do some type of training. It's not always the case that coaches have had courses or what have you, but it's getting better. But if you look at most of the coach education out there, it primarily focuses on the X's and O's. How do you teach children strategy and technique, and how can you organize drills and things like that? And even when these courses refer to kids and working with children, it's quite superficial. It's like, okay, remember they're children, and you want to have children feel well, and you want to have sport be fun. Well, we can go a lot deeper than that. We've done work with parents. They're a key component of contributing to their children's motivation. We know they love their kids and they care and they want their kids to do well, but how they can give these motivational messages in a more adaptive way. So, yeah, it's like chipping at the base of the mountain. There's many different aspects that come to play when you talk about children's sense of self, and their sense of physicality and likelihood of adopting an active lifestyle. But youth sport and the environment that coaches create are one important piece.
So the Pupper Project is a truly global project, really, isn't it? It's not just in the UK. How does it differ around the world with these different projects?
Yeah, well, it was funded by the European Commission, so it's primarily European based at its heart. So besides England, the Pupper Project involved colleagues in Spain, in France, in Greece, and in Norway. These all were very interesting countries to center on. I mean, first of all, they represent different parts of Europe, but also there's differences in participation patterns of children. There's differences in the way youth sport is organized. And within the Pupper Project, I mean, the Empowering Coaching Program is applicable to all kids, all sport activities or physical education, those type of settings. We're doing work in dance and so on. But within the Pupper Project, we centered on grassroots football just because the sheer numbers of children that do participate in football, you know, in Europe and, of course, around the world. I mean, I think the estimate is something like over 40,000 teams of children in the ages that we targeted in the Pupper Project, which was between 10 and 14 years of age.
And we're really on the crest of the wave following the 2012 Olympic legacy, aren't we, at the moment? What's on the horizon for sports motivation, for sports involvement following that?
Well, yeah, I mean, the London 2012 extravaganza was fantastic, even ending with Andy Murray winning the US Open, his first major. And, I mean, rightly so. I think the government has taken a step back and has put more money into sport programs within schools. I think there's something like £150 million coming into schools to create these programs for kids. You need to have programs, you need to have facilities. That's all great. But pitches and coaches and programs and access are not enough. They're a step in the right direction, but they're not enough. What you need, too, is to make sure that environment that they create is adaptive, is empowering. Because at the end of the day, that's what sustains engagement for kids.
Professor Joan Duda, thank you very much.
This podcast and others in the series are available on the Ideas Lab website, www.ideaslabuk.com. There's also information on the free support Ideas Lab has to offer to TV and radio producers, new media producers, and journalists.